BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The top White House economic adviser, Gary Cohen, is to resign, the latest in a series of high-profile departures from President Trump's team. In a statement, he said it had been an honour to serve his country in the Trump administration. He's rumoured to have been unhappy that Mr. Trump could trigger a trade war by imposing tariffs on steel and aluminium imports. Nick Bryant has more from Washington.
Gary Cohen was a former president of Goldman Sachs who became Donald Trump's chief economic adviser. But he was known to be deeply unhappy about the president's decision to impose steel and aluminium tariffs, even on America's closest allies, and had lost the policy fight over trade with economic nationalists within the administration. The announcement of his departure came on the day that Donald Trump said he liked conflict amongst his West Wing staff and claimed there was no chaos at the White House.
President Trump has accused the European Union of making it impossible for the United States to do business with the bloc. During a news conference in Washington with the Swedish Prime Minister, Mr. Trump insisted he was still planning to impose big tariffs on imports of steel and aluminium. He said if the EU responded to this, his government would impose heavy taxes on European cars.
The European Union has been particularly tough on the United States. They make it almost impossible for us to do business with them, and yet they send their cars and everything else back into the United States. And they can do whatever they'd like, but if they do that, then we put a big tax of 25% on their cars, and believe me, they won't be doing it very long. The European Union has not treated us well.
He reiterated his view that if there was a trade war, the United States would win it. But he also said America would conduct such a dispute in a loving way. Mexico's economy minister, Ildefonso Guajardo, has said his government is prepared to retaliate against the US if it pushes ahead with steel and aluminium tariffs. He said Mexico would respond by imposing tariffs on the most politically sensitive American goods. BBC News.